From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley says the United States must see some sort of positive action from North Korea before any discussions to lower tensions on the Korean Peninsula can begin. North Korea fired four ballistic missiles into the sea off Japan's northwest coast on Monday. Haley defended the installation of THAAD anti-missiles in South Korea.
Tell me why we wouldn't do the THAAD in light of 24 ballistic missiles, in light of two nuclear tests, knowing that we're going to protect our allies. We are not going to leave South Korea standing there with the threat of North Korea facing them and not help.
China is unhappy with that deployment. Speaking to reporters, Haley described North Korean leader Kim Jong-un as not a rational person. Insurgents disguised as doctors attacked Afghanistan's largest military hospital in the capital, Kabul, Wednesday, killing at least 30 people and wounding dozens. Security forces quickly surrounded the facility, killing all of the insurgents by the end of an hours-long siege. Witnesses said the attack began with a suicide car bombing at the entrance to the Sardar Mohammad Daoud Khan Hospital. Islamic State loyalists claimed responsibility for the attack. Iraqi soldiers on Wednesday recaptured a prison outside of Mosul that had been controlled by Islamic State jihadists and was reportedly used for hundreds of executions. The securing of the jail came as part of a mission to retake western Mosul. The Islamic State group reportedly has moved some of its high-ranking commanders and their families from its de facto capital of Raqqa to the nearby Syrian province of Deir ez-Zor. The move came as U.S.-backed forces continue their push toward Raqqa. This is VOA News. Thousands of women from across the United States took the day off Wednesday to show their economic value in a move that coincided with International Women's Day. The event, dubbed by organizers as A Day Without Women, was meant to illustrate the economic power women hold by asking them to stay away from work and avoid spending money. In New York City, anti-Trump organizers of the Women's March held another rally before embarking on a march that then passed by several important landmarks in the women's rights movement. The Washington Post is reporting that seven major groups representing doctors and hospitals are opposing the new Republican health care plan. The Post also reports that the American Medical Association is rejecting the plan. The opponents worry that there would be a sharply lower number of people covered under the new plan than are currently insured under Obamacare. At least 19 girls were killed Wednesday when fire swept through a Guatemalan shelter for children. Before the fire, there had been a rebellion by the youths housed in the overcrowded Virgin de Asuncion home for children. Several dozen people were injured in the fire. Police are calling it arson. President Jimmy Morales has declared 3 days of national mourning. Bolivian President Evo Morales signed a law Wednesday doubling the amount of land that can legally be used to grow coca plants. Coca plants are used to make cocaine. The leftist leader told a public event that coca beat the United States, and he said he wanted to show that his nation would not bow to the will of the U.S. Top legal scholars say the fight for South Africa to stay in the International Criminal Court is just beginning, a day after the government officially revoked its notice of intent to withdraw from the War Crimes Court. The decision came after a South African court ruled last month that the notice given by South Africa's cabinet was unconstitutional and that the matter needed to go through Parliament. African nations have frequently accused the court of targeting Africans. South Korea's highest court has announced it will rule Friday on the impeachment of President Park Geun-hye. South Korean lawmakers voted in December to remove Ms. Park from office over a corruption scandal. However, under the South Korean system, the constitutional court must confirm the decision before it can take effect. The United States has, for the first time ever, publicly accused Russia of deploying a cruise missile in violation of an arms control agreement. Joint Chiefs of Staff Vice Chairman General Paul Selva confirmed on Capitol Hill that the deployment violates the spirit and intent of the 1987 Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.